With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No peace deal yet, but President Trump hopes for one to end the war in Ukraine soon.
I believe a peace agreement at the end of all of this is something that's very attainable, and it can be done in the near future.
Mr. Trump hosted Ukrainian President Zelensky along with seven European leaders yesterday afternoon at the White House. Among other things, the U.S. is backing security guarantees for Ukraine once the war is over. The president's also working to arrange a Putin-Zelensky summit. Miroslava Petsa is a correspondent for the BBC's Ukraine service.
President Zelensky told the Ukrainian press that he's always ready to meet Mr. Putin, that he's always open to talks with Russia. And the reason for that is that Mr. Putin is in charge of all things war in Russia. He's the one who makes the decisions. That's why it's so crucial for Ukraine to meet the Russian president.
Although Hurricane Erin is not expected to make landfall, it is generating huge waves and dangerous rip currents along the East Coast. Parts of North Carolina's Outer Banks, specifically Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands, are under evacuation orders. The Air Canada flight attendant strike goes on. No breakthrough from talks held last night. The West Texas measles outbreak is over, and that official declaration from state health officials comes after 42 days without any new cases being reported. Under investigation, a massive explosion last evening aboard a cargo ship in Baltimore Harbor, not far from the site of the Key Bridge collapse. The explosion unleashed a huge fireball, a crew of 23 on board the vessel. No injuries reported. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 18 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 3, the S&P futures down a fraction of a point. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on dangerous video game platforms.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in India. International Christian Concern reports that a band of 70 people beat up a pair of pastors who were walking home through a forest near Odisha. A local Christian leader tells ICC this incident is not an isolated case, but part of a disturbing pattern of violence against Christian minorities, reflecting a growing climate of intolerance in the country. Ever since 2014, attacks on believers have been increasing. This is SRN News. The Sooner State taking an unusual move concerning school teachers.
Oklahoma will require applicants for teaching jobs from California and New York to pass an exam the state's top education official says is designed to safeguard against, quote, radical leftist ideology. State school superintendent Ryan Walters says any teacher coming from those two blue states will be required to pass Oklahoma's PragerU assessment test before getting a certification. 50-question test is finalized and will be rolling out very soon. Jason Walker reporting.
Japanese tech giant SoftBank Group planning to take a $2 billion stake in computer chip maker Intel, deepening its involvement in semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. Coincides with reports that President Trump is considering having the U.S. government buy a stake in the chip maker. More details, srnnews.com.